So we're on Ches Amud Aleph, on the near the bottom, the two dots, quoting the Yisrael. Okay, quoting. What are we quoting? The Brisa over here, or the Mishnah? Also, as the Mishnah and the Brisa, right? Right. So going back to the Mishnah. Yeah, we're quoting the Mishnah. So Yisrael Yotzin Yedei Choyvoson. Yisrael can fulfill their obligation, the obligation of Shlomi Simcha. B'nedarim unadavos, with nedarim, meaning he made a neder, mejia, that he's going to bring a korban, or a nedava. Okay, we can yotze his Shlomi Simcha with that. So Tana Rabon, we have a price. V'samachta b'chagecha, you should be happy in your festival. L'rabos, this include this is marbe kol minisamachos l'simcha. You can do, it's not, let's look at Rashi. It says, on the two lines on the bottom, it says, V'sumachta, kol sumacho is b'mashma, any kind of simcha, right? It's not defined over here. So any kol, back to the Gemara, Mikan, from here we learn, yeah, Omer the Chachamim said, Yisrael, Yoitzin, they are, can fulfill the Yedei Chavoson, the hand of their obligation, with Nadarim, like we explained, with Nadavos, and also with Maisa Behema, if you've got a Maisa Behema, the tenth animal, also, it's on the second day Yom Tov, or second Chol HaMoed, you can use Maisa Behema as well. V'ha-Kohanim, the Kohanim, they can be Yotze Lechiev of Shlomi Simcha, even with Chata Ois, even with a Chatas, it's not even a Korban Shlomim. With a Chatas, if they eat the meat, it's Korban, it's fine. V'Osham, also with an Osham, the Korban Osham is somebody, right? Somebody has to bring one, a Nazi, got Tommy or something. But b'chor, he was given, a Korban was given a b'chor, an animal, a chaz v'shoik, or a chaz v'shoik, you get the part of a shlomim that was given from Israel. All of those things, you can be yotzi his shlomi simcha. Now, yochol, are you able to say af ba'oifos? Maybe also ba'oifos, if he's got a chatas oif, which eats can eat part of it. I suppose it's talking about a kohen who can eat this, or menachos, or a kohen can eat a mincha. Yeah, is he somebody Yisrael brings a flower offering, and he gets the kohen gets the remainders of it. So the kohen could eat. So it's a korban. Tamaloima, we're going to say no, because it says v'samachta b'chagecha. What does that mean? So the Gemara is going to say, turn over the page. We've seen this before. This principle. Mi shechagiga, because it says chagecha. Yeah, mi shechagiga bar mehen. Something that the chagiga you can bring from them. And yotze elu, excluding these, she'ein a chagiga bar mehem. The chagiga cannot come from them. Okay, because look at Rashi over here on the top right. Yotze elu she'ein chagiga bar mehem. The chagiga chaylev ksiba. It says chaylev. We saw this before, right? It says chaylev with regards to the chagiga. It says lo yolin chaylev chagai. Right. So we said before that the only thing, the only chaylev that's put up on the altar comes from animals. So we see that the word chag is used in conjunction with fats. So therefore, a chagiga only comes from animals which have fats, as we proved earlier. So too, when you yotze your korban or your shlomi simcha, yeah, it could only be with from an animal, from a behema, and not birds and not menachos. That was the end of the brisa. Now, Rav Ashi, Omar, Rav Ashi says, v'samachta nafka. He learns it from the word v'samachta nafka alone. Right? He doesn't need the two words. Before we said, yeah, we had v'samachta b'chagecha, and we basically had it kind of qualified the simcha with, like, just like chagiga, right, with chagecha. But Rav Ashi can learn all of this from the word v'samachta. Right, yotzu elu, she'ein behem simcha. Flower offerings and bird offerings do not have simcha in them. Meaning we saw Rashi doesn't quite say anything over here, but I assume it means that we know that ain simcha ala bossa behema, right? That's the Rashi actually quotes it on the previous Amud. Yeah, ain simcha ala bossa, I suppose that's the real on the Mishnah he said there's soiva in these things, real meat. So, not chickens. So
would a chatos and an asham have simcha in them if they're a sin offering?
Real meat.
If they're a sin offering. It's a sin offering, so it, have simcha in it.
The Cohen's happy.
Okay.
He gets a free meal. He gets a free meal. It's okay. So for him, okay. So good question. Okay. So Rava. Okay. So yotzu elu, excluding elu, she'ein behem simcha. These birds, right? These birds and the flower don't have silk in them. Now we've got a question. Now we've got, we've freed up a possible. We've freed up a bechagech over here. V'rav Ashi, hi bechagecha, my Ovid be this bechagecha, right? So what does he learn from this? Okay. So how I mean that bechagecha, that posuk, that word. Look at the Rav Daniel Bar Katina. He learns for the drosha of Rav Daniel Bar Katina. Da Omar Rav Daniel Bar Katina. I'm a Rav in the name of Rav. Minayin, how do we know? Where's the source? She'ain, that you're not allowed to. No, he said marry people, noshim, women specifically. But Moed, how you're not allowed to get married on the, there's no weddings on Chol HaMoed. How do we know that? Right? It says Shinema. It says, you should be samech in your chag, but not in your wife. Meaning, you should be happy with your wife on the chag. It could be that you're mechuyev to make her happy on the chag, yeah? But that's not the focus. You know what I mean? You know, that, so don't get married on the... Yeah, together. You're happy together. Okay, so... okay, Mishnah. Ni sheyesh lo, somebody who has oichlin. Oichlin over here means eaters. Sometimes it means to eat, but he means eaters.
Dependents.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Dependent eaters. What's that?
People who eat.
Thank you.
Many mouths.
Yes. The eaters. So people who eat. Right. So yesh lo oichlin merubim. Many, right, many mouths to feed. Yeah. And nechosim muatim. And he has a small amount of money. Okay. So that doesn't work out so well, right? Lots of people to feed and a little bit of money. So what does he do on the chag? So he brings shlamim merubim. He has to bring shlamim merubim because everyone has to partake, right? The oilos muatim, and he'll minimize in the oilos. Okay. Next case. There's four cases over here. Next guy. So nechosim merubim. This guy's rich. He's loaded. Yeah. The oichlim, but he's not blessed. Muatim with a large family. He's only got, you know, one kid, no kids. Okay. So what does he do? He's maybe oilos merubos. He brings a lot of olos because, you know, that's for show his gratitude to Hashem. Or shlamim muatim, and he only brings a few shlamim or one shlamim because over there you don't want to leave the shlamim over because the problem of noisar. So you have to minimize your shlamim. Okay. Even though he's rich, he could afford, but you need someone to eat them, else. Okay, next guy, number three. Okay, zeh v'zeh muat, both of these factors, like muat, meaning he's got a small amount of people in his house, dependents, and also he's not got much cash. So, zeh nema, this is what we said, mar kesef for his ri'ya, according to Beis Hillel, and shtei kesef for his Chagiga, or he doesn't define over here. It's interesting. Maybe he wants to be universal, even to go into Beis Shammai as well. But right, one or two, okay? Okay, now, fourth guy. Zeh v'zeh merubim. If he has both, he's mamish, he's loaded, and he's got a mamish, gvaldika, big family, mishpocha, shmak. So he says, al zeh nema, with regard to this guy, it said, ish kematnas yado, like the gift of his hand, may berachas Hashem for the blessing of Hashem, your Lord, Elokecha, your Lord, Hashem Oson Loch, which he gave to you. So obviously, you know, loads of shalomim, loads of oilers, and have a gewaldike chag. Okay, Gemara.
Can I ask a question on this?
Yes.
Why is this last case,
Zeb
Zeb Merubim, why is this different than where it says Nechasim Merubim, but Ochlim Watzim?
Yeah,
no matter what he has to do,
it's a
contribution.
Yeah, but he can't bring a lot of shlomim. The first guy. The first guy doesn't have a lot of money. That's what the Gemara's going to ask. The one who doesn't have many kids. That's a problem. If he's going to have, if he brings a lot of shlomim, right, then it's going to be no sar. He's not going to be able to eat them all. He could bring. He does bring lots. That's what he says. No, he's going to use his mitzvah. Yeah, one. And why is it shlomim? Yeah, also bother me. Yeah, why is it shlomim? So, yeah, right.
Because one is a carbon shlomim.
One is called a shlomim as well. Very good. Even one we call shlomim. So it does mean one. Can mean one. Very good. We always. What's that? Yeah, but it could be that a lot of times when we. That still means one, though. Sometimes when a word's normally used in the Lashon Rabbim, that even if it's one, we the objective is.
So why does it? Why does it say the poor person should bring many shlomim, and what about shlomi simcha? If he's got no money for shlomim chagiga, he's got to bring many of them. What about the which he's also got to bring?
Good. So you're asking for very good. You're asking about that's what the Gemara's going to ask you a question. It's bothered about the first guy. You know, this guy's got a lot of money and he's got a lot of korbanos. So back to Gemara. Very good. Okay, Gemara. Okay, shlomim merubim. Okay, this guy, the first guy, which we called the last year Oliver, right? So we know about him already. So it's not such of a question. Shlomim merubim, he's got to bring a lot of shlomim, but we said, yeah, this guy's broke. So how can you bring shlomim merubim if you're broke? So answer, mehecha, from where? Maisi. Where's he going to bring them from? Okay. Ha'leisle. He doesn't have any money. Ha'leisle. So answer the Gemara. Amrav Chista, says Rav Chista, we know about this already. Toifel. He does the tefillah. Mahalach. Yeah, and maybe, and how does it part Godel? And he brings a large bull. Okay, so he holds like Rebbe Yochanan, right? The Ma'arvin, Ma'ois, the Ma'ois, right? So fine. So says to him, Amalei, Rab Chist. What's that? Amalei Rab Sheshes. Says to him, Rab Sheshes. Okay, Hooray, Omru, Teuflin, Behema, Le Behema. You can you toifel behema la behema. That's open quote. Rav Sheshes said the following, yeah? It's important to get this, yeah? It said, Hare Omru toifel behema la behema. That's what he said, okay? So it sounds like, I would think, what does that mean? It sounds like he holds like the other day, right? But he holds like behema la behema. But the Gemara's going to ask, what did he say? It's kind of interesting. Maika Omale. What did he say to him? What did Rav Sheshes say to Rav Chista? Okay, and we're gonna suggest. Ilema Hachik Omale, if you want to suggest this is what I said to him. Hooray Omru Toflim Behema the Behema, which that was what he actually said, that end quote. That's what he said to him. And we're gonna define what that means. And it's basically it's for the diok over here. And he's making a diok, right? Aval lo mois lamois, but you can't do mois lamois. So basically, Rav Sheshes is saying to Rav Chista, you can do the behema the behema, but you know, you don't do what like you said. Don't do the par god, you can't do mois la mois. But says the Gemara, it can't be pshat. Why? Malay, say to him, tell him straight. Ein toflim mois la mois. When you disagree with somebody, you don't say, well, suggest an alternative, and they can infer from that that you disagree with them. You say, no, you cannot do what you said. You should have said the following. Ain toflin mois lamois. Okay, so what did Rav Sheshes say? So Ella says the Gemara, Hachi Amale. This is what he said to him. Hare Omru, they said, here is the word that's added, I underlined it, Af. You may also toflin behema le behema. He's adding, he said, correct Rav Chista. It's good what you said. You can do mois lamois. But you know, you can also, there's an alternative, I'm going to add on what to you, he's not disagreeing with it, I'm going to add on what you said, yeah? You can also do the behema, the behema thing, right? Okay. Fine. Ask the Gemara, though. Come on, who's that going like? Deloki Cheskia. That's not like Cheskia. But Deloki Rabbi Yochanan. And not like Rabbi Yochanan. Well, that's what the Gemara says, but that's called, it's like neither. I mean, it's a new opinion. Is it extreme? It's either one or the other. There's no, I'm right, or you're wrong, or he's right and he's wrong, right? What's that? So no, but the Gemara says, the Gemara says, that's how the Gemara terminology, he's like neither. So, and we don't like to create new opinions, right? We like to, you know, fit people with existing opinions, right? Okay, so what's going on? V'chitim, and if you want to tell me, Amorai who depligi, it's the Amoraim who depligi. Are you like we just said? Yeah, Chezkia and Rabbi Yochanan, they're, you know, opposite, right? Masnisa, lo pligi, but we have a Brisa that doesn't argue. Basically, Rav Sheshes is going like a Brisa. And which Brisa? Vahakatani, we taught. This is now a quote of the second Brisa that we said yesterday. Yeah, Achila Rishoina, Minachulin. The Achila Rishona is minachulin, which we understood meant, yeah, the first animal, the whole thing, has to be from chulin. So therefore, we could basically, this Rav Sheshi is saying like nobody. He hasn't got anyone to go with. So what's going on? So answers the Gemara. No, we're going to have a new understanding of the second Brisa. Not like we originally suggested that it means dafka, one behema. The first whole behema has to be from chulin. My, what's it? We reinterpreted the Brisa. My achila rishona. What does it mean? Achila rishona. It means. Yeah, that was the basic. That's the right. Shia to me achila rishona minachulin means the amount of money from that would cost for the total, you know, the bill for the first meal. Yeah, is from the chulin. It doesn't mean it has to be the whole thing. Has to be specifically the whole behemoth has to be chulin. As long as the money that's invested into the animal that would fill them up from the first achila would be chulin. That will be enough. What's that? It is Abbas Hill's opinion. It is Abbas, but it's also basically saying it's Maus. This is basically saying it's Maus Lemois, basically. So you can do it. Basically, Rashi explains that this second Brisa didn't specify. It was. We fitted Chizkiyas Peshat into it. Right? It said Ichila Rishoina Minachulin. We kind of said that means, oh yeah, that means the first behemoth we got it from Chulin. But let's take a step back a second. Does it say anything about behemoth? Doesn't say anything about behemoth. It just says the Ichila Rishoina Minachulin. So now we're saying it means, yeah, it could be either. It means as long as the first eating is can be all, totally from Chulin. There's two ways to do that. Either the whole first animal is totally Chulin, yeah, or you would have a big cow, yeah, and the money that you invested in that, yeah, there'll be of the chulin money will be enough to satiate the people from the first eating.
Okay.
Del, that's it.